Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Saturday story time. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. We all know it's a Wednesday.
Are we on YouTube?
We are on YouTube.
We're back on YouTube. Oh. Last time we got back.
Whoa.
There we go.
Sorry. Casey got old.
Hey, Casey, what happened to you, buddy?
Jeez.
I thought we had a Casey Satter story. We bumping him out for Satter story?
He did not have one prepared. I had one prepared.
Wait, why did he say he did?
Wow.
He said he did.
He did. Well, claimed he did.
You know what? That's a resume. That is a resume
claimed
right
he
there.
He did it. He didn't do it.
That is a resume. Live on the air. What do you do? You fake until you make it, man. It's a lesson in life. All right. Who wants to go first today?
So I'll
go
first. It is National Mushroom Day.
National Mushroom
what
Day.
What kind?
Well, that's up to you. So, your number is 3.4. Is it the per carry average in yards of one Saquon Barkley so far this season?
Okay.
Or is it the weight in pounds of what is believed to be the largest white truffle, the most expensive mushroom that was purchased for $330,000?
Not many things get me to go full swag on food. Mushrooms are one of them.
You hate mushrooms?
I am out on mushrooms. Complete. There's maybe one in a million stew that you could put it in, like that I'll be like, all right, that's blended in enough.
That's how my mom is.
That I
like,
can't
I'll
taste
say,
it.
It's all blended into a thing. You won't notice it. Nope, she's picking that.
You notice like, it immediately.
That little tiny chunk.
Mushrooms on pizza? Oh.
Mushrooms on pizza, I've gotten to the point where
well, they're all slimy and slippery, and just the texture of them, it doesn't taste good. It just
I don't eat a lot of mushrooms, dude, but mushroom on pizza, I can do.
You do it?
Not the thick, like,
I hate when
sometimes
ones.
They overdo the mushrooms, and it's like, same thing with olives. Like,
yes.
For some reason, like, mushrooms and olives.
They're
people,
everywhere.
And it's like, okay, I don't mind if there's a little.
Every bite's mushroom.
Where's the pepperoni and sausage here?
Thank you.
I'll give you a hot take. You picky pizza people, you need to go to a different society.
No, you're the problem here, all right? You're the problem.
I like a good
you're the small boat, we're in the big boat.
Yeah. So I don't know how many carries he has.
What was the stat again? Sorry, 3.4?
I think this is a stat. He has 321 yards, I think, on the year. He's my fantasy running back.
I know he's not had a very good year this year.
I'm going to go stat.
You're going to go stat?
I already forgot what the story was, but I'm going to go
it's
stat.
It's about a mushroom.
So, yeah, the white truffle is the most, it's a subterranean mushroom, and it's one of those delicacies. Of,
what happens if I ate a mushroom in my backyard?
I think you'd see things and get sick.
Would you?
Probably.
Like just a normal, random, run-of-the-mill mushroom?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, like, do you get high? Like, is that a, do you trip?
It depends on what kind of mushroom it is.
Imagine you get sick.
I mean,
sick.
A high. Normal mushroom, you probably just get sick.
I'm going to, give me story. I'll go story.
Okay, hang on. I got to move the hotkey page over here. So first was...
stat.
Saquon Barkley, 325 yards on 95 carries.
There it is.
Is a 3.4 yard average.
Mm-hmm.
Well below his career.
We're 1-5. I'm about to trade him.
Yeah, you had to get rid of him.
Team up.
He's
blowing
it up.
4.6 yards per carry in his career. Last year in his 2,000-yard season, 5.8 yards.
It's
per
clear
carry.
The MO of that team is going to be all year. Load the box, stop him, make the other guy beat us. That's clearly what it's going to be. And so he'll probably get to like 1,000, but it's going to be tough.
That was the game plan for teams last year. The difference is they didn't have any offensive line injuries. And now Dickerson's been in and out of the lineup. It's just not quite the same for them up front. And so you're going to get that problem.
But no, there was a white truffle that was purchased for $330,000 at 3.3 pounds. So that's $100,000 a pound for white truffles. And truffles are one of those things. I don't mind a little truffle. Truffle fries got like 5-10 years ago, that
became
was
a
all
thing.
The rage.
Everybody had them, yeah.
Truffles are an acquired taste.
Well, truffle oil.
Oh, there's that too.
I'm not really into the truffle part.
And
chocolate truffle?
Little goes a long way with the truffles.
I love a chocolate truffle. Those Lindor chocolates, dangerous.
Those are super dangerous.
So dangerous.
Super dangerous, yeah.
Your number, 98.
98.
98. Is it? The total amount of coach buyouts between James Franklin, Trent Bray, Deshaun Foster, Sam Pittman, and Mike Gundy.
$98 million.
Or is it the age of actor William Daniels, who famously was the voice of Kit on Knight Rider, but more importantly to us, Mr. Feeny on Boy Meets World?
Feeny!
Knight Rider was legendary.
Yeah, because you were 26, dude. I wasn't alive.
Mr. Feeney's teaching you life lessons, man.
Yeah,
that's his age. I actually saw a story about him being on Dancing with the Stars, because Topanga's on Dancing with the Stars. Give me stat.
I'm going to say stat.
98. Is he really 98?
Both stat?
Yeah, wrong.
I had a bad vibe. Bad feeling. Coach buyouts so far between those coaches, Bray, Foster, Pittman, Gundy, and now Franklin is 93.8. Hold it this weekend, because guess who will be joining this conversation? Billy Napier. All the intel is they are ready to fire him, including everybody in the athletic department knowing it's happening.
Who do they got this weekend?
I don't know, but they're going into a bye.
Oh, okay.
So if they lose,
that's the time when you fire him?
Yeah.
Go into the bye week?
Yeah, no. How about this one? So this is actually a story. William Daniels, as you mentioned, last night on Dancing with the Stars, fans got a nice throwback treat. Danielle Fischel?
Topanga.
She's on the show, and in her introduction into her dance, she starts and spins into a principal's office, and William Daniels is on the stage portraying Mr. Feeney.
Hell yeah.
Now, he doesn't say anything. He doesn't dance, but he's
98
there.
As he looks.
And
he looking okay?
98.
Does he look all right?
He looks 98.
He looks 98.
But he's 90 freaking 8. He's still showing himself on television. And I love him, Mr. Feeney. One of my all-time favorite TV heroes.
Everybody wish they had a teacher like Mr. Feeney back in the day.
I just wish I had a dad like Mr. Feeney.
Florida hosting Mississippi State this week.
If they lose at home to Mississippi State, he will get fired. There is zero doubt in my mind.
No, they're saying he's fired
even
no matter
if they
what.
Win the game, they're still going to fire him.
That's the report.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All righty, your number today. Are we ready, gentlemen? Are we ready?
Okay.
Yeah. Your number is 53.
Okay.
There's a decent chance you saw this, and if you did, I would like for you to abstain from voting.
But that's not how the game works.
I wanted to talk about it nonetheless.
That's not how the game works.
53.
Okay.
Is it the margin of victory of the Boston Celtics coaching staff, victory over the media members, in a final wrap-up of preseason basketball? The coaches played the media members. 53, margin of victory.
How come ours don't do this?
It would be great. I'd love to see it.
Well, who would even play? Who would start for the media?
I want to see Danny Meringue hitting elbow jumpers.
Danny claimed last year that he dominated George Fox basketball players.
You get him out there, give me some hiking out there, running some pick and roll.
I bet Freeman can knock down.
I bet Freeman can hit an elbow jumper.
What about
for sure.
Quick?
Quick's got to be
Is
out
Quick
there.
Quick?
Is he? Quick's probably got to be your big guy.
Quick's down on the post.
Is he the tallest of all of them?
No,
Quick. No, Freeman is.
Freeman's the
Freeman's
tallest.
Freeman's
the taller than Quick?
Yeah.
Unless we get Sean Meagher as a photojournalist.
Now, if he counts.
Put him in the post.
Now you got a big guy.
Throw it down, big man.
Now you got some opportunities here. Or is it the age of a lady, and this is where Michael Scott, finally proven right, almost died from being bitten by a stray cat of rabies. The silent killer that rabies is.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I think I saw the story more than I saw the
staff. Okay. I figured you'd see the Celtics story yesterday, but I was too good to pass up.
I actually would hope the coaching staff buried the media harder than 53 points.
Say.
But
how long of a game was it, though?
75, 80 or
if
something?
It's five-minute quarters as a playful and, like, Mazzulla doesn't want to tear an ACL. He doesn't want to, you know, have an Achilles pop.
Yeah, but you.
I guess they
a...
usually play against media members. They have like a media member versus media member thing at the end of camp, and then Mazzulla was doing his press conference and was like, "Nah, this year you're playing the coaches." And they were like, "Uh oh."
There's a guy that played college basketball that covers the Celtics. Like, they're not terrible.
So
as
they should have
media.
Somebody that can get some buckets.
I'm going to go think. Story.
You're going to go story.
I'm going to go story.
Okay, swag.
I think I'll go story as well.
Double stories today. Might be a first time in my stat or story history. It is a stat. The final score of the coaches versus the media members was 57-4. 57-4. So I don't know how long the games was or how long they played for. The
57-4?
They only scored 4 points. And you can watch highlights of this, by the way. Like the game-winning bucket.
Slapping the floor.
Yeah, they were into it. The media members were like trading off who had to guard Mazzulla, like shoving guys over there. Like, you go cover him.
Here we go. Here's the assistant coaches, by the way. Oh,
Mazzulla. Who do they got? Okay, yeah. Mazzulla.
Dude, how many times did Sam Cassell show you his testicle dance?
Yes, you know he's doing it. Who else is on that staff noteworthy? Do we know anybody else?
Tony Dobbins, Deshaun Butler, Nene Fuland, and God Sham God Jr. Oh, and Carol Lawson's on it.
Yeah. That's a team right
Those
there.
Those are all pros.
That's a squad right there. So they won
like
by 53.
Harlem Globetrotter stuff.
No, Chloe Kelly is 44 years old. She was in Turkey at a resort restaurant. She was eating when a stray cat walked up and bit her on the foot. And she didn't make much of it. She just thought she wasn't feeling good. She flew back to Britain, and she credits her two pet dogs for saving her life. She said she got there. She's waiting to catch up on some sleep before planning on calling the GP to schedule an appointment. But she said the two dogs would not stop sniffing her foot or leave her alone as she was trying to take a nap because that's where she got bit. She decided, all right, whatever. I'll just, you know, they won't leave me alone. I'm calling the 911 number. Handlers immediately recommended to get to the hospital straight away. And unbeknownst to her, she was in a race against time to get treated within 24 hours because it can spread to the brain and prove to be fatal.
Damn.
So in the face of Michael Scott's charity run to rid the world of rabies, the silent killer that exists, there was almost a lady in London who died from rabies.
Who should the fifth media member be on this poll question? Because I almost threw hold all in, but he's a team employee. I don't think he'd be would he be allowed?
Technically, he probably would.
I know he's a media member.
Who else covers the team? Who else do we got?
Now, what does Holton look like? Is we considering Holton?
No. I think he's in the family. I think he's under the Blazer umbrella. You got to go
That's
outside
why I'm
the umbrella.
About Holdall.
Yeah. I mean, they technically cover the team, but they're, you know,
yeah, like
right.
If you,
the
could get, if you could get, like, Lamar Hurd out there.
Then it's different, but he's calling, he's not covering the team.
So I have Meringue, Hyken, Freeman, Quick. Is there a fifth? Do we have a TV person?
Mike, did you put Richmond in there? Or Gunderson? I bet Gunderson might be the best of the bunch. Gundy could be the best hooper out of all of them.
Gundy's the best hooper of all of them?
That's your hot take right now. I think Gundy's the best hooper out of all of them.
I won't say where. I know Richmond and Freeman have a game every Sunday at a local facility.
Oh.
Yeah.
getting together. The Scribes getting together, running full court.
Well, what do you do at point guard? Because Richmond's a self-described pass first point guard, but what the hell is Sean Hyken going to do?
That's where you're running into some size issues.
That's who you're putting on the block if you're the coaching staff.
Mouse in the house! Mouse in the house!
Back him down! Back him down!
I'd pay to watch that.
I would honestly.
They should stream it live. I don't know why the Celtics didn't. Go watch the Mazzulla clip, though, the evil look in his eye when he said it's not media versus media this year. It's media versus the coaching staff and, like, the pin drop sound.
That's a fourth grade basketball Dude. Score. We beat a team in the fourth grade, like, 49-2.
This was one of the few reasons I ever wanted to be a teacher, not to help educate America's youth, but primarily because my middle school used to do a students versus faculty basketball game.
We had a softball game. Yes. And, like, a sixth grade softball game. And, yeah.
There's a few male teachers that would take it very seriously and just dominate. And I remember thinking to myself,
somebody
that would
like
be so much fun.
Pull a hammy or blow an Achilles.
Oh, somebody go down. Yeah, you gotta tone it down after a while.
Here's the lineup, by the way. Billups, Tiago Splitter.
Yeah, that's tough.
James Posey.
Bit of a size advantage. Bit of a size advantage. Good luck getting a
rebound. Don't they have Tina Thompson?
Yes.
She's on the staff too? Yeah, it's over. I mean, you're not. I was surprised the Scribes even scored 4 points. I want to know who made the two shots for the Scribes.
Who made the buckets?
Or was it a three and an and one? Did they get the benefit of the whistle?
Dude.
57-4.
If they aired that, our local media versus the staff.
I'd watch every second.
There would
of it.
Be so much pressure to not be the worst player of that media.
Show
game.
Up like Stanley in the office dribbling. Like, what? I thought you said you could play basketball.
Who's the cable guy?
Who suffers the most of the media members by a poor performance in that game? Like, who has a bad game and people go, I don't know about your opinion, man.
Oh, you know that would exist. You know it totally would. Yeah, no comment.
Just Tiago Splitter dunking on a meringue. Yeah.
Jumping over him. As somebody who's been dunked on before, let me tell you, not fun.
Sean Hyken's dead.
Nutsack in the forehead's not a fun feeling.
We played in the old, when the Blazers had the 3-on-3
tournament.
Yeah, the old 3-on-3.
But that was all media versus media, right?
No. This was my buddies got a team together. Somebody had an entry. And that's when we had that IBL team in Vancouver, whatever, that Antonio Harvey.
They still have one of those.
So,
like the semi-pro guys.
In our group, we were playing them. And I had to guard Antonio Harvey.
How chippy did that get?
You're
a dirty basketball player.
One rule for the boys. I go, no dunks. And I laid my body. They ran a pick and roll at the top. Harvey was coming down.
You took out Antonio Harvey?
I didn't take him out. I went straight up, but laid my entire body into him and fouled him.
That's taking him out. You're just trying to dress it up as a foul.
I didn't undercut
him.
Is
Bill Laimbeer?
Yeah, but you were fat swag, weren't
you? You were bigger swag at the time.
No, this is a while ago. This is when I still had athletic ability.
Frosted tip swag?
Yeah, Whoa. Frosted tip swag.
Okay, all right.
Taking nothing from nobody. You're a badass mutter.
We started draining some threes and actually extended it farther than it should have gone.
Look at that. Nice little effort. There you go. Stat or story. Every Wednesday
going up
at 9:15. Okay. On our media team.
Meringue, Hyken, Freeman, Quick, Richmond. And I mean no disrespect to our TV brothers, but I'm just using mostly
that's
Scribes.
That's a good team right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.